So the FDA just made a pretty big announcement, huh? A potential new tool in the fight against obesity.
Yeah, it's a medication called Zepbound. And I think what's got a lot of people talking is that it's not, just another diet pill popping up.
Right, it's not starting from scratch. It's actually already FDA approved, but for type 2 diabetes under the name Mounjaro.
Exactly. So there's like a bit of a track record here, right? It's been vetted, so to speak. And I think that's reassuring, not just for doctors, but for patients as well.
Yeah, for sure. Like you said, it's not brand new. There's some, I don't know, maybe a little more trust there because it's been used for something else already.
Absolutely.
Okay, but for those of us who don't know much about Mounjaro, let's break this down a bit. What exactly is Zepbound and how does it work?
Okay, so at its heart, Zepbound uses this molecule, tirzepatide. And basically, this tirzepatide, it's like a key that fits into very specific locks on your cells called receptors.
Okay.
Now, these receptors, they're not just any receptors. They're specifically for hormones that signal to your brain, like, hey, you're full.
I see.
So it's like tirzepatide turns up the volume on those I'm full signals, making you feel more satisfied, even if you're eating less than you normally would.
Wow. Okay. So it's not just suppressing your appetite. It's like working with your body's natural system.
Exactly. It's working with your body to help you manage your weight.
That's really interesting. And it's a once a week injection, right? I feel like I saw that somewhere.
You're absolutely right. Once a week, that's it. And, thinking about it, in a world of daily pills and remembering to take medication multiple times a day,
Yeah.
that's huge.
For sure, that convenience factor is big for people, trying to make this a sustainable part of their life.
Exactly.
So we've got a medication with a new approach, right? Proven effective, at least for diabetes, and a convenient dosing schedule. So, how well does it actually work for weight loss? What did these clinical trials show?
Yeah, that's the million-dollar question, right?
Ultimately.
So the FDA based its decision on two big clinical trials. We're talking over 2,500 people total.
Wow.
And everyone in these trials, they were all adults, and they either had obesity or were overweight, but with at least one, weight-related condition, like high blood pressure, for example.
Yeah.
And get this, these trials ran for a full 72 weeks.
Wow, they were in it for the long
That's
haul.
a long time, right? And during that time, they tested different Zepbound doses against a placebo to really see what was what.
72 weeks. So they took this really seriously, huh? They wanted to see long-term effects, not just like a quick fix.
Absolutely.
So cut to the chase. How much weight did people actually lose?
Well, the results were pretty amazing, honestly. In the trial for people without diabetes, those who got the highest dose, which is 15 milligrams once a week, they lost an average of 18% of their body weight.
18%? Seriously, that's like way more than I was
It's
expecting.
pretty impressive, right?
Yeah, that's like a huge deal for people who have, struggled with their weight. Like, help me put that in perspective. Is that like on par with what someone might lose with weight loss surgery, or is that?
You're right on the money. It's
Yeah.
usually only with something like bariatric surgery that you see those kinds of numbers.
Wow.
Even with, someone really dedicated to diet and exercise, we're usually talking 5 to 10% weight loss, which is still great, don't get me wrong.
Of
But
course.
this is different, especially for people who haven't had success with other weight loss methods, or maybe surgery isn't an option for them. This has the potential to be a game changer.
Okay, so we're talking like potentially surgery level weight loss, but obviously without the surgery part. That's a big deal. What about what kind of results did they see with people who have type 2 diabetes?
Yeah, so for the folks with type 2 diabetes, the average weight loss with that same 15 milligram dose, it was 12%.
Okay.
Which, it's important to remember these are people who are, already managing a whole other health condition on top of everything else.
Right.
So even a 12% reduction, that's not nothing,
Yeah, for sure.
It's just that Zepbound, it could really be this like two for one deal, managing both weight and blood sugar levels.
Yeah, that's huge for people with type 2 diabetes, especially, like you said, those two things are so connected. But okay, I have to ask, because with any medication, especially one that seems this effective, there's got to be a downside. What about side effects?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, you're right. We've got to talk about that. Transparency is key, right? So like any medication, Zepbound can have side effects, and they can be different for everyone, obviously. But the most common ones they saw in the trials were, the usual suspects when it comes to like your stomach and stuff, nausea, diarrhea, constipation, that kind of thing.
Yeah. Okay, so that makes sense. I mean, it's affecting your gut hormones, so it figures you might have some, tummy troubles. Was there anything I don't know, anything beyond those like more common side effects that people should know about?
Yeah, so there were a few less common side effects, but these could be more serious. So things like pancreatitis, gallbladder problems, and then there's also a risk of low blood sugar, or what they call hypoglycemia.
Hypoglycemia. See, now that's interesting to me because this is also being used to treat type 2 diabetes, which is usually about, you know, managing high blood sugar, not low. So like, what's going on there?
I know, it seems a little counterintuitive, right?
Yeah.
But you got to remember how this tirzepatide works. It's working with your body's own systems, right?
Right.
So for folks with type 2 diabetes, it can actually help regulate those blood sugar levels, even help them lose weight, which is amazing.
Yeah.
But when you combine it with other medications that also lower blood sugar, you know, like insulin, that's when the risk of hypoglycemia can go up. Mm-hmm. It's like they're both working a little too well together.
Gotcha.
This is why, and I can't stress this enough, this is why if you're thinking about Zepbound, even if it sounds amazing, talk to your doctor, especially if you're already taking other medications.
Yeah, you don't want to mess around with that for sure.
Exactly.
So it's not a DIY situation, basically. You need a professional in your corner for this one. Okay, so we've covered the more common side effects, the less common but more serious ones. Anything else? Any other risks people should be aware of?
Yeah, there's one more thing, and it's more like we need more research to fully understand the risks here, but we got to mention it. So the FDA release, it mentions that Zepbound was shown to cause thyroid C-cell tumors in rats during, you know, those animal studies they do.
Thyroid tumors. Okay, that sounds kind of scary. Not going to lie. Should people be worried about that?
It's definitely something to, you know, take seriously, but big bet.
Mm.
We don't know yet if Zepbound causes these tumors in humans.
Okay.
They're still doing research on that. But, you know, just in case, as a precaution, they're saying Zepbound isn't recommended for patients with a personal or family history of medullary thyroid cancer.
Okay, that makes sense.
Again, another reason why talking to your doctor is so important. They can help figure out if there's any particular risk for you as an individual.
So, big picture, it seems like Zepbound, it has the potential to like really change the game when it comes to obesity. I mean, we're talking about results we haven't really seen before with medication, but like any powerful tool, you got to know how to use it safely. And that means working with a healthcare professional. This is your health we're talking about. Okay, so we've gone deep on the science, but let's zoom out a little. Zepbound isn't being released into, you know, a void here. It's coming into a world that's dealing with an obesity epidemic, right? So what does the FDA approval of Zepbound really mean in the bigger picture for, like, weight management and public health?
That is the million-dollar question, right?
Yeah.
And even the FDA, they said it themselves, they said that obesity and overweight, these are serious conditions that can be associated with some of the leading causes of death.
And they're not wrong. I mean, we're talking heart disease, stroke, type 2 diabetes, and like so many others. These are things that affect millions of people.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And while, of course, you know, lifestyle changes, diet, exercise, therapy, those are always going to be the foundation of weight management, right?
Yeah.
Medications like Zepbound, though, they could be a really powerful new tool to have in the toolbox, especially for people who, like we were talking about, haven't had success with other things, or maybe they have other health conditions related to weight. It's potentially a whole new era in how we deal with this.
It does feel like a paradigm shift, or at least like we're on the verge of one. What could this mean for society if, like, all of a sudden weight loss is more achievable for more people?
Ooh. That's a great question.
Because it's not just about the individual, right? It's about like how we view weight as a society.
I know, right? Like imagine a world where we're less focused on willpower and more on access, you know, where healthcare is all about giving people the right tools for them, not just a one-size-fits-all approach.
Exactly.
But like with any big change, there are going to be challenges.
Right.
Will everyone have equal access to this kind of medication? Will we see new forms of inequality pop up?
Oh, yeah. That's a really good point.
These are things we've got to think about now, not down the road.
Yeah, definitely. We have to be proactive about this kind of stuff. It's a lot to consider.
It really is.
But it's exciting to think about the possibilities, you know?
Oh, for sure. There's a lot of potential here.
One thing's for sure, though, medications like Zepbound, they're only one piece of the puzzle, right?
100%.
Yeah.
This obesity epidemic, it's a complex issue. We need a multi-pronged approach, for sure.
Right.
Medications are great, but we also need, you know, more education about nutrition, better support for mental health, and honestly, a change in how we as a society view health in the first place. It's got to be holistic.
I love that. Okay, so for our listener who's been with us on this whole deep dive, what's the, like, final thought you want to leave them with? What's the one thing you hope they remember from all of this?
That's a good one. I think if you're listening to this and you're struggling with your weight, know that you're not alone, first of all. This is a really complex issue, and it's not just about willpower or, you know, trying harder. There's biology involved, there's your environment, there's social factors. It's a lot. Medications like Zepbound, they do offer new hope, I think. But remember, knowledge is power. Talk to your doctor, ask them questions, and make informed decisions about your health, okay?
I love that. Knowledge is power. This has been such a fascinating conversation. Thanks for, like, really breaking all this down for us.
My pleasure. Anytime. And hey, remember, this is just the start of the conversation, right? Keep learning, stay informed, and take charge of your health.
It really is kind of mind-blowing when you think about it. Like, what if this could actually, you know, change how we approach weight loss as a society?
Right. It's like something out of science fiction almost.
Yeah.
Like, what would that world even look like?
Exactly.
Imagine if instead of this constant battle with willpower, it became about, like, access and healthcare. It wouldn't be this one-size-fits-all thing, but more about, okay, what are the right tools for this specific person, regardless of, you know, their background or how much money they make or whatever.
And it's not just healthcare, right? It's like, what would this mean for, like, how we view weight in general? Would there be less stigma? Would people feel more empowered to, like, actually take control of their health?
I mean, it's definitely possible, right?
Yeah.
But, like, any big shift, I think there are going to be, you know, some bumps in the road.
Yeah.
Like, will everyone actually have the same access to these medications, or will it create a different kind of inequality?
That's a really good point. We need to be thinking about that now.
Exactly. We can't just wait and see what happens. We have to be proactive.
Yeah, for sure. So, okay, we've covered a lot of ground here, but it seems like the big takeaway is that Zepbound, it's just one piece of a much larger puzzle, right?
100%.
Yeah.
This obesity epidemic, it's complicated. Like we were saying before, it's not just about willpower.
Right. It's way more than that.
We need multiple approaches. Medications can help, for sure. Hmm. But we also need more education about food and nutrition. We need better ways to support people's mental health. And honestly, we need a complete change in how we think about health as a society. It's got to be about the whole person, not just one aspect.
I love that. Okay, so for our listener who's been with us this whole time, what's the one thing you want them to remember from all of this? What's the, like, big takeaway?
You know, if you're out there listening and you're dealing with weight issues, just know that you're not alone in this. This is something a lot of people struggle with, and it's not your fault. Like we've been talking about, there's so much more to it than just, you know, eat less, move more. And while medications like Zepbound, they do offer some hope, remember that knowledge is power. Talk to your doctor, ask all the questions, and make informed decisions about your own health, okay?
I love that. Knowledge is power. This has been such a great conversation. I feel like I learned a lot. Thanks for, like, really breaking it all down.
Anytime. My pleasure.
And to our listeners, thanks for joining us for another deep dive. Until next time, stay curious, and we'll see you soon.
See you next time.